11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Dear listeners, greetings and loving salams to all of you from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and this is a segment, Soul Inspirations. Today is 8th of February, and it's a pleasant day here in the ashram. Well, today is really comfortable and very pleasant. Last evening we had slight drizzles, and it was very cool and welcoming drizzle of maybe after a month or so. Prashant Nilayam today and this week is slowly the number of devotees are increasing here in the ashram, as we are going to witness the festival of Mahashivaratri next week, 13th of February. So as part of Mahashivaratri, there will be a night-long Akhanda Bhajan. The Akhanda Bhajan is starting on 6 p.m. on 13th evening and will conclude as every year on next day morning at 6 a.m. with Prasadam. Dear listeners, today in the segment Soul Inspiration, the topic that I am going to talk is Yata Drishti Tata Srishti. As is the vision, so is the creation. But before I talk on the topic, let me just read out today's Sai Inspires message. Sai Inspires is an email service through which every day you get an inspirational email from Radio Sai, which has got a question, and the question has an answer, which is from Swami's Divine Discourse. To get this email every day, you have to subscribe to this email service from our website, radiosai.org. So today's Sai Inspires message has got a question, and the question is, What is the first step in the journey to discover the answer to the all-important question, who am I? Okay, so that's the question. What is the first step to discover who am I? And the answer from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 16th February 1988, goes like this, and I'm going to read out now. I quote, "More effulgent than sun, whiter and purer than snow, subtler than ether in space, the Supreme Lord dwells in all, permeating the entire cosmos, shining in every atom. You are in the divinity, and that divinity is in you. What greater truth can I convey to you? The first task I ask you to do is to develop awareness of the divinity within you. The next stage is the realization of the truth that the divinity that is within oneself is equally present in all others. You must recognize that the wheel or barrier that appears to separate him from others is born of delusion, and every effort should be made to remove it. Only then will it be possible to experience the oneness of all living things, which is the declaration of the Shruti or Vedas, Aham eva idam sarvam. I am indeed all of this." Unquote. So listeners, as you said, Swami in the discourse excerpt says that divinity is present in everyone. Everybody is divine. In fact, today's topic also resonates with this message, that as is the vision, so is the creation. So firstly, let me talk about the creation. God has created this universe. Swami has often said, "I separated myself from myself to love myself." So everything in this creation, the animate, inanimate object, everything is part of the divinity. So divine is present in all, as we also saw from the science past message. Everything that God has created is perfect with a plan. Well, let me just begin talking on this topic with an analogy. In fact, this analogy, I had narrated this analogy a couple of weeks ago also, but for today's topic, it holds very good. So I would like to repeat. Once there was a farmer, he was working in his fields, and in the afternoon, after his lunch, he just thought of taking a nap under a huge banyan tree. Well, the banyan tree was huge, and he was just lying down below the banyan tree, And he was just admiring, before he drifted to sleep, he was just admiring the nature by seeing the mighty huge branches of the banyan tree. And as he was seeing the branches, he saw that the fruit of the banyan tree were very tiny. And then in the ground he saw few slender and weak creepers. And the fruit of these creepers, these were pumpkin creepers, they were pumpkin, and the fruit was very huge. So before he drifted to sleep, a thought came to him that the banyan tree is so huge, it has got mighty branches, but the fruit is very, very small. On the other hand, the creeper which is there in the ground is very slender and weak, but it has got a huge pumpkin which the creeper won't be able to lift. So a thought came to him that there must be a flaw in God's creation. Here's a contrast. And as he was thinking, he went to sleep. And after a couple of minutes, he was woken up when a banyan fruit fell on his head. And at that time, he got the realization that had the banyan tree had fruit which was as big as pumpkin, he would have got an injury, a head injury. Maybe that would have been his last day on earth or something like that. But then he understood and appreciated God's plan. So, dear listeners, as we see, God has a plan because of which he has created this universe, his creation, which is always perfect. But apparently, if we see an imperfection, it is because of our vision or faulty vision. In fact, to substantiate on this topic, I would like to play a clip from the video series, Golden History. Now I'll be playing the audio of the video clip. It's from the second episode of the Golden History video series. And this episode is from the epic Mahabharata. And in this episode, Lord Krishna sends Duryodhana to find a bad person in Hastinapura and sends Yudhishthira to find a... No, beg your pardon, it's the other way. He sends Duryodhana to find a good person in Hastinapura and he sends Yudhishthira to find a bad person in Hastinapura. So let's see what happens from this episode. And we'll talk more after the end of this episode.
One day, Lord Krishna was sitting with Bhima and Arjuna in the palace at Hastinapura.
Keshava, every day seems to be a stage for your divine play. We are so wonderstruck at each leela of yours. Every leela is filled with your nectarine message.
Hey Jagannataka Sutradhari, inscrutable are your ways. On one hand, you asked Suyodhana to go in search of a good person, while you asked Dharmaja to go in search of a bad person. What do you intend to do, O Krishna?
Hey Bhima, Arjuna, in a few moments from now, all your questions shall be answered.
Vasudeva, you have opened my eyes today. I had never imagined that Hastinapura would be so barren.
Suyodhana, you seem to be very agitated.
Krishna, I went around the whole of Hastinapura. I searched every nook and corner. But in the entire spectrum of people that I saw, I could not find even one good person. Everyone, Krishna, everyone seems to have some fault or the other.
Does that mean that there is not even a single good person in the whole of Hastinapura?
Yes, Vasudeva. I humbly submit that if at all any good person exists, it must definitely be me and me alone. For I am skillful, powerful, youthful, and of righteous conduct.
Is that so? You are the only righteous person in the whole of Hastinapura. That's interesting. Suyodhana, what do you intend doing about this?
That leaves me with an added responsibility. To impart righteousness to my subjects. Indeed, a mammoth task. Thank you, Krishna. I must take leave of you now. I have to make preparations for the same.
Keshava, what is this? Duryodhana claiming to be the only righteous person? I'm surprised.
Lord, even if there is really not one person of merit in the whole of Hastinapura, Duryodhana's proclamation that he is the only good person is really outrageous, Lord, outrageous.
Oh, Pandavas, watch the play as it unfolds. Oh, here comes Dharmaja.
Krishna, forgive me, my Lord. I could not be successful in the task you assigned to me. Of what use is my life when I cannot carry out the mission entrusted to me by my Lord?
Dharmaja, you seem so dejected. Were you also aghast that there is not even a single good person in the whole of Hastinapura?
Madhava, in this Punya Bhumi, Karma Bhumi, Tapo Bhumi, Tyaga Bhumi, how is it possible for evil to exist in the society? Moreover, when the Lord Himself has incarnated in this age, can man go astray? I searched, Krishna. I searched with candles in my eyes for finding a single bad person. Vasudeva, I could not find even one. If at all there is any trace of evil, it is in me, Krishna. It is in me.
Dharmaja, I am deeply moved by your humility. It was indeed your goodness that has made you see goodness in everyone. You are the epitome of all virtues, Dharmaja.
Lord, you give the goodness. You also give the credit for the goodness. Is there no end to your bountiful mercy? I am blessed, my Lord. I am blessed.
Oh Pandavas, realize, yatha drishtihi, tatha srishtihi. As is the vision, so is the creation. My creation is perfect. All apparent imperfections are due to our own faulty vision. Sanctify your vision, and then you'll find me manifest everywhere. Manomulam idam jagat.
Devi sampat vimokshaya nibandhaya asuri mata ma padam daivi abhijatosi pandava abhijatosi pandava
Salam, dear listeners, welcome once again for today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Soul Inspiration. So in the episode which you listened just now, it's from the epic Mahabharata, and in that Lord Krishna says that his creation is always perfect. Whatever he does is always good. If we see anything bad, it's because of our vision. Now with this comes one question which we generally ask. Okay, if everything is good, then why somebody is going through some problems or suffering? What is the reason for that? Well, dear listeners, Swami himself has said that nobody can understand him and nobody can comprehend him. He is beyond that. So we should not always ask questions like this, but to some extent we can get some consolation by things that Swami himself has said, like the concept of karma. What we are going through in this birth now is because of some past actions. Again, on this note, I would like to share an experience which had happened. Many years ago, once Swami had gone to North India, and there was a lady in one town who received much grace from Bhagwan. However, Swami appeared to ignore the child. In fact, the lady had a baby and Swami ignored the baby. The child was blind and the lady repeatedly begged Swami to give eyesight to the child. But Swami did not respond. With Swami was Swami Karunyananda at that time. And Swami Karunyananda later asked Swami, "Swami, why this indifference? The lady was pleading with you to give eyesight to that baby. You could have brought some joy in the life of the lady." This is what Swami Karunyananda said. And Swami responded, "Karunyananda, do you think just because of your name, just because there is compassion in your name, doesn't mean you have more compassion than me?" Well, in the name Karunyananda, Karuna means compassion. So Swami referred to this. And Swami further added, "See, Karunyananda, I know the past, the present and the future, whereas you can see only the present. In the baby's previous birth, the person was a very cruel man who kidnapped young children, blinded them and made them into beggars. The money they earned was taken away by him. So in this birth, that jiva is paying the dues." And Swami further added, "If I grant eyesight now to that baby, that debt repayment would be delayed. Moreover, the person not having purified would behave badly and add to his debt burden. Do you want all that thing to happen? I know what to give, whom to give, and when to give. So this is one explanation, the concept of karma. Whatever happens, we are reaping the fruit of our past actions, and to some extent we can get consolation. But we should always have this complete blind faith that God, the creation of God, is always perfect. Whatever happens is good for us. God is the true perfectionist, and even a blade of grass cannot move without his will. With that, we should just surrender to him. But again, there comes another question, like, there is so much violence happening in this world, and we can accept it as God's will. There is some explanation for why it's happening. But at that time, can we do something? Again, I would like to support this point with another incident. Once there was a riot in Gujarat, many years ago. Riot means the public were in mad frenzy and there was a lot of violence going on. And from a distance, a boy was watching all this. And he was thinking, it's all good, it's all God's creation, we can't do anything about it. But is there anything that in some way he can do? So just as he was thinking, three things came to his mind. The first thing is, he can't help others, but he should not also hurt others. And for this, the first thing that he could do is not join the mob, not join the mad frenzy people in violence. So this is the first thing, that if you cannot help anyone, at least do not harm them. And the second thought that came to him is, well, I cannot prevent this riot from taking place. I cannot put out this raging fire that has swept our town. There are people whom I know, who I have interacted with. Perhaps I can talk to them and convince them. At least those people will not indulge in violence. So he tried to convince them not to participate in the riots and was to some extent successful. In fact, his friends were there, few relatives were there who had participated in the riot, and they listened to him. So to prevent people from doing evil to others is also good. So that is also what we can do at such situations. Then the third is, he said to himself, so many people are affected by the riots. How can I help them? Can I talk to them? Can I console them? So he went ahead and talked and helped the victims of the riots. So these are the three things which he did at that moment. So, dear listeners, as we see, God has created this universe perfectly. We should always accept it as his creation, which is always perfect. Well, that was the topic for today's soul inspiration. As is the vision, so is the creation. Yatha drishti tatha srishti. And the time is 11:30. I conclude this segment. I offer it at Swami's lotus feet. And in a while from now, we'll be joined by Brother Vishu. Please send us the feedback and comments on this segment. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. Jai Sai Ram.
Ekumkar Satna Karta Purak Nirpar Nirvair Akal Murat Ajuni Sebhan Guru Parsad जप आद सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच
Jai Jai Govind, Jai Jai Gopal, 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 Jai Jai Govind, Jai Jai Gopal,